CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. At least 9 people are recovering tonight, including an 8-year-old boy who was struck in the head and is in critical condition after a shooter opened fire at a splash pad in a Detroit suburb. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard speaking last hour about police arriving soon after 911 calls.
The suspect had already fled the scene upon that arrival, but obviously there were multiple victims wounded on scene. Our deputies began providing emergency first aid, including tourniquets.
Law enforcement tracked a suspect to a home where the person died by suicide. CBS News Detroit's Terrence Friday with more on what was found inside the home.
Detectives say they uncovered at least 28 shell casings from the scene. He had a 9mm handgun there.
CBS News Los Angeles reporter Lauren Posen is at a big Biden campaign fundraiser tonight with some Hollywood A-listers.
A star-studded fundraiser at the Peacock Theater Saturday night in downtown Los Angeles ahead of the November election, with not one but two presidents in the same room.
It's exciting that Biden and Obama are going to be here. That's why we're here.
Former President Barack Obama, George Clooney, and Julia Roberts were just some of the heavyweights on the guest list.
Much of the U.S. is bracing for extreme weather, especially high temperatures this weekend and into next week. CBS's Dave Malkoff from Georgia.
Cool fans are turning as the DJ keeps the hot track spinning in downtown Atlanta. And she's not the only one with a box fan today. The local Salvation Army gave piles of them away, while kids in downtown Atlanta jumped in the Olympic ring splash pad.
We just can't escape the heat.
No escape from the high temperatures. Even overnight, all the South is trapped under a heat dome.
All that while the Pacific Northwest will experience unseasonably cold weather, and there is a potential for late season snow in the Rocky Mountains on Monday. Overseas, Israel's military says 8 soldiers have been killed in southern Gaza in the deadliest attack on Israel forces in months. The BBC's Hugo Bachega is in Jerusalem.
These soldiers were returning from an overnight operation in the Tel Sultan neighborhood in Rafah in southern Gaza when this explosion happened. And it seems that it's still not clear what caused this explosion. An investigation continues.
At the Olympic trials in Indianapolis,
the path to a fourth straight Olympics is right in front of her. Ledecky to the wall, as usual, winning the 400-free at the trials.
NBC with the call that Katie Ledecky is heading to her fourth Olympics. She becomes just the 9th U.S. swimmer to qualify at least 4 times for the sport's grandest stage. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS has raised the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes in recent years. This hits hard if you're behind on your taxes. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. If you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
An Australian study has confirmed the idea that you could live longer if you swap driving for walking at least once a week.
Melbourne researchers have confirmed on paper something we've been told time and time again. There's greater longevity with just a little bit more exercise.
Walking just once a week had approximately 25% lower chances of premature mortality.
Researcher Shivangi Shah, even if you jump in your car,
just parking your car further than you usually would.
The study involved more than 19,000 participants from both Australia and the United States. All were aged 70 and over. Scott Maiman for CBS News Canberra, Australia.
Well, just don't fall while you walk. One in four adults in the U.S. fall each year, putting them at risk of injury, broken bones, and even death. Simple exercises, adjustments in medications, and staying on top of vision and hearing screenings can all help lower the risk of falling. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, maybe a storm in the morning through midday, then turning partly sunny and warmer, highs mid-80s and muggy. A stray storm or two possible early and late Monday, highs near 90. It's 71 right now.
sad day.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls outside, yeah. She loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. Catch up on you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Thank you.
for a train when I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. Standing man, we sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. For me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, kept me from the cold. Next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy, alone when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Trigonometry. about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know what and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a Work Money Minute about buying versus leasing a car. Okay, I gotta say up front, I love cars. I took auto shop in high school, I worked on my own cars, I love driving stick, but I don't really get my sense of identity from the car I drive. Buying versus leasing comes down to whether having that shiny new car every few years really matters to you and if you can afford it. Leasing can make sense for middle or upper middle income people who really like having that shiny new car and can afford the mileage limits and the higher long-term costs, because it does cost more. But for the rest of us, purchasing a pre-owned vehicle that's in good shape is the most financially savvy decision that we could make about a car. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm
king of pain. There's a little black spot on the sun today. It's for a soul of pain. It's the same old thing as yesterday. It's for a soul of pain. There's a black eye caught in a high tree top. It's for a soul of pain. There's a flagpole ragged and the wind won't stop. It's for a soul of pain.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know.
Love song. Well, I'm sure they wrote for you and me. She's the kind of girl who's not too shy.
I asked to see.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Yeah.